Ladies and gentlemen, the Democratic nominee for the mayoral seat of New York City, Mr. Zohran Mamdani, is on the line with me right now. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad you are finally on. I wanted to know, I just had Andrew Cuomo on this show, your competitor in this race for the mayor's seat for New York City. I'm sorry for that. You're sorry for that. I know you've heard a lot about what he's had to say. What's your response to him saying that you're a novice, you haven't had a job, you're not qualified to be the mayor of New York City? How do you respond to that, sir?
Well, Stephen, before I respond to it, I first just want to say that I'm looking forward to actually coming to see you in person, and that's a commitment I want to make here on this show because that's something I intend to honor.
Thank you.
But I had to call in tonight in advance of actually making that happen because what we heard from Andrew Cuomo was not leadership. It was him spending 20 minutes talking about me because he has no vision left to actually offer New Yorkers. I am running with a clear plan to tackle the issue that New Yorkers are most concerned about, cost of living. A plan that will freeze the rent for more than 2 million rent-stabilized tenants, make the slowest buses in the country fast and free, and deliver universal child care. And when I go and I knock on New Yorkers' doors, when I speak to them on their street corners or as they're about to get on the subway, I hear them talk again and again and again that the thing that they are most worried about is being able to afford the most expensive city in the United States of America. And all we just heard on your show was as if all these New Yorkers are concerned about me. They're concerned about themselves, their ability to stay here. They deserve a mayor who actually cares about that.
Well, one of the things that, the former governor now running for the mayor's seat of New York City, he's saying that he's the real Democrat. Obviously, you're a socialist running as a Democrat. And he basically is talking about there are things that you're swearing will get done that the mayor doesn't have the power to do. So, Zohran Mamdani, what would you have the power to do if you were the mayor of New York City? Just so we're clear about that.
So, Stephen, the first thing I'll have the power to do is to defeat Andrew Cuomo in 6 days to be the next mayor of the city. And I want to first go through this stuff about being a Democrat, and then I'm going to get to the question of the agenda.
Yes, sir.
You know, Andrew Cuomo more and more sounds like Donald Trump. Now, if he wanted to be the Republican nominee for mayor, he should have run in the Republican primary. If he wanted to be the Democratic nominee for mayor, he should have won the Democratic primary. Instead, he did neither, and now he is the candidate for Trump-backing billionaires who are trying to dictate to both parties what politics should be in this city. The things that I have spoken about, let's go through the top three. The first is to freeze the rent. About 2.5 million New Yorkers live in a city of 8.5 million people. They live in rent-stabilized housing. The mayor has a board called the Rent Guidelines Board. The mayor appoints all 9 members of the board, and that board either decides to raise the rent or freeze the rent. The previous mayor, they froze the rent 3 times. This mayor, they raised it more than 12%. I've said I would use that board to actually provide the relief to New Yorkers that the statistics show they deserve. That would mean freezing the rent for 4 years for more than 2 million people. The second piece I've talked about, making buses fast and free. My track record is as an assembly member. I represent more than 100,000 people in Western Queens, and I won the first free buses in New York City history. We made one bus route free in every single borough. I've seen how it can be done, and it would be so much easier to do if you actually had a mayor of New York City who made it their job to get it actually happening in Albany. That would be a heart of my Albany agenda. And then universal child care. This is something that would be done in partnership with Albany to deliver that for New Yorkers. And Governor Cuomo might say, oh, you can't get that kind of stuff done in Albany. And that's because when he was in Albany, this is exactly the kind of stuff that he didn't get done. It was the mayor of New York City who at the time, Bill de Blasio, who said campaigned on a promise of universal pre-K, which is today a reality. And he made it happen because he built the political coalition necessary to raise the funding to be able to actually implement this. That's the example of what we have of everything that I'm speaking about. The problem is for Andrew Cuomo to deliver these kinds of things for working people would mean to take on his billionaire donors. He would rather have you believe that it's impossible to deliver than actually question why he doesn't want to take those very people on.
We're talking to Zohran Mamdani, Democratic mayoral candidate for New York City, right here with Stephen A. on Straight Shooter with Stephen A. What about safety in the streets? I want to know what kind of priority that is for you. And I want you to address the notion that whereas Andrew Cuomo is talking about 5,000 additional cops on the streets of New York and in our subways, you're talking about, you know, mental health experts or mental health workers in the subways as well. I want you to clarify your position on that and talk about why New York would be safer under your stewardship.
I really appreciate the opportunity because safety is the prerequisite for an affordability agenda. We have to ensure that New Yorkers are safe across the five boroughs. And what I've said is that I believe we have the right amount of police officers. I believe we need to actually make it easier for them to be doing police work. Today, the NYPD receives 200,000 911 calls a year that have to do with the mental health crisis. In 2020, they had a response time of less than 11 minutes. Today, that response time is closer to 16 minutes. Part of that is because of everything else that they have to do now, dealing with the mental health crisis, dealing with the homelessness crisis. So what I've said is that we would actually have a new vision of how to deliver this public safety, to allow officers to focus on serious crimes, and to develop a Department of Community Safety that would have mental health outreach workers who would be deployed to the 100 subway stations with the highest levels of the mental health crisis, workers who would actually be tasked with responding to homeless New Yorkers, connecting them with services. Because this is the thing, Stephen, we have a lot of different issues in our politics. A lot of times it comes down to money that you want to spend or don't want to spend. But sometimes it also comes down to a question of if you actually want to achieve something. We've got about 4,200, 4,300 New Yorkers who are homeless, sleeping between our subway platforms, our parks, our streets. We have almost the same number of vacant supportive housing units in New York City that were built for the purpose of housing individuals just like these. And the government can't get its act together to actually match the people with the services that are supposed to be delivered to them. That's exactly the kind of work that I would get after. And, you know, Governor Cuomo, I was there on the debate stage with him. He said that the city has been getting screwed by the state. And I looked at him. I said, you got to be kidding me. You were running the state. Who do you think was doing the screwing? It was you. This is a guy who cut funding for homelessness when he had the power to keep it the same. How would he be the one to deliver us? And that's, I think, the issue here is that. Oh, please, please. I don't want to cut off your question.
Don't worry about it. We're just running out of time, and I know you got to go, and I appreciate you calling in. The show's about to end, but I'd be remiss in neglecting to ask this one question because I only got about a minute left.
Please.
In the end, in the city of New York, it usually helps that you have the support of the Jewish community. Obviously, in the case of Andrew Cuomo, he believes he has that because of his association and his support of Israel. Some would say that is not the case with you. How do you answer that real quickly? And please know that you'll be invited to come back on anytime you want. Just know that. But go ahead.
Let me tell you, I cannot wait for that moment to actually come back. And I have to say that, you know, seeing you right before The View almost threw me off my game. But I'm excited to even have the chance of speaking in person and speaking on the phone right now. Look, I am looking forward to being the mayor for all New Yorkers, to being the mayor for Jewish New Yorkers across the five boroughs. I'm proud of the support that we have from so many Jewish New Yorkers. And I'm also looking to represent every single person that calls the city home. And I've made it very clear that my job is not just to protect Jewish New Yorkers. It's not just to root out anti-Semitism across the five boroughs. It's also to actually celebrate and cherish those New Yorkers. And what I've found is in a moment when so many across the city are looking for a vision of how we could all belong together in the same place, what they're finding is the closing message from Andrew Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa is that of division. This is a man who went on a radio show, and as the host said that I would cheer another 9/11, Andrew Cuomo laughed and agreed. This is a man who, you know, he made an AI video of black men in keffiyehs shoplifting as if they were my supporters. This is who that governor is.
Mr. Mondani, we've got to get ready to run because the show is about to end. You called in just a few minutes ago. I want you to know you're invited back on for a lengthier interview to touch on any issues that you would like. Obviously, New Yorkers and beyond would love to hear from you. I thank you for calling into the show at this late notice and taking time out of your busy schedule. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to meeting you and talking to you again and having you on the show. You take care of yourself, all right?
I really appreciate that. And whenever you need a fact check like we just did, just give me a call.
Thank you so much. The one and only Zohran Mamdani, the Democratic nominee for the mayoral seat of New York City, right here with Straight Shooter with Stephen A.